refreshing workstation technology may seem like a strange way to go about lowering total cost of ownership, but it is an idea that's rapidly gaining popularity among IT professionals. The optimal time to refresh your workstation is every 3 years. That's when you'll see the maximum payoff. To keep costs low, though, some organizations stagger their refreshes, rolling out a portion of their total machines at different intervals. While this tactic does eliminate the lump sum of a full-out refresh, it actually costs more in the long run. It draws out the deployment, adding cost and creating compatibility and support issues. It's much more cost-effective, easier on your IT staff, and better for your operations to roll out new workstations all at once. Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard here, and on this episode of Connection Point, fortunate to have Carrie Traister with us. Carrie is the North American Marketing Manager for Lenovo's workstation product line. She is here today with us talking about how Lenovo workstations with new Intel Xeon processors really do boost innovation and design excellence while delivering quiet, reliable, and powerful workstations for your work environment. And Carrie, we're glad to have you on board here today.
Oh, no, glad to be here.
Well, when it comes to the workstation line, Carrie, Lenovo is basically in the middle of a big rollout here, refreshed products up and down the line. Tell us about that.
Sure. We are updating our entire ThinkStation workstation product line, all the way from our entry level, all the way up to our high-end D-series systems with all new Intel Xeon processors. And in addition, we've added new features to help our small business customers get the best solution that meets their specific needs.
And let's do this. Let's dive into the SMB crowd. We've got a lot that listen to our Connection Point series here. So let's elaborate on some of those new features that you're referring to, that especially those small, medium-sized businesses are going to benefit from.
So at our entry level, a lot of our SMB customers are looking for an entry-level workstation, maybe moving up from a desktop, something a little bit more powerful with better graphics, say ISV certification, but still at a value price point. And so we have updated our E32 with the new Haswell processors that came out. So we are now shipping that product, and we'll be stocking all these at our channel partners starting on October 1. So what you're going to see in the new entry-level product category is a big boost in performance. So our SMB customers can expect faster performance from the new Haswell CPUs. Intel has also upgraded their integrated graphics. So this is just the basic graphics that come with any standard E32 box. It is called the P4600 integrated graphics with a big performance improvement over the last generation. We also have improved our small form factor to also include this Haswell CPUs, but also support up to 3 hard drives. In addition, all these boxes are ISV certified for the latest software solutions on the market. So if you're upgrading your software to one of the latest releases, say from Autodesk or SolidWorks, or any of the popular applications out there, you want to make sure that you're upgrading your hardware as well to make sure your system is certified for this latest generation of software.
What about, Carrie, for those, again, entry model workstation, the E32, what about those customers that need a little more power, a little more performance? Have we been upgrading all those lines at Lenovo as well?
Yes, we've updated our SC and D30 product lines to include the new Ivy Bridge Xeon processors. So our customers are going to see a big performance improvement also on our higher-end boxes. We also have new storage solutions, including hybrid SSD drives, or as we call them, the SSHD drives. And we've also included enterprise-class storage SSDs from Intel, including the Wolfsville and the Ramsdale storage options. For those customers looking for more performance, the SC and D definitely will offer it in this generation. One thing I did want to point out with our ThinkStations is we're building on the success of our previous generations. Our ThinkStations really are the most reliable workstations out there. We did a study with TBR that showed our workstations were likely to fail 24% less than our competition. So again, it's the same think quality, same reliability, just with faster processors, better storage, and more input-output options, such as expanded USB 3.0 on the front. Another capability we've added, which is a new trend in the market, is as our users, including small business users, want to work remotely, accessing data or accessing models that are on their workstations, we have a new remote capability with our partner, Teradici, that allows a user to keep their workstation back, locked in their office, running their CAD application, whatever application it is, and then access that data from a remote location. However, the actual data itself, the information and application itself are secured back on the workstation in the office and kept secure. So this might be for an engineer that is going off and showing a model to customers. It also might be for someone maybe walking on the manufacturing floor, showing someone a new product design that doesn't want to bring their workstation with them and also doesn't want to risk the loss of the data. So again, we're real excited about the new remote capabilities that allows our users and our small business customers to just have more flexibility.
Makes a lot of sense, since what folks are looking for these days is they're looking out there to refresh their hardware. Carrie, I want to do this in the final moments we have here. I want to go through a quick little tour of the S, C, and D series, and I want to go about it in this way. We'll start with the S, then follow up on C and D. Let's do maybe one of your kind of high points, benefit feature that is in said model, and then who those models might be essentially geared towards. Who's going to get the most benefit out of an S or a C or a D series? So let's take it that way, starting with the S30.
The S30 is what we refer to as our mainstream workstation. So this is for the user that wants a little bit more expandability, more processing power than they're going to get with the entry-level product line. So in the S30 now, again, we have the new Ivy Bridge processors. We can go all the way up to a NVIDIA Kepler card, the Quadro 5000 on the S30. So again, the ability to add quite a bit of graphics support as well as that high-end processor, both the entry-level Xeon processors as well as the more advanced Xeon processors, the E5. Series. So again, a lot of room to grow on the S30. We see this very popular in CAD design, medical, finance customers, really across the board in our workstation market, that there's a lot of demand, a lot of need for the S30.
What about the C30?
The C30 is a dual processor, so it can contain two Xeon processors. This is the smallest dual form factor on the market today, so it's only 24 liters in size. So we, again, in finance, where space is in a premium, even out customers such as oil and gas, medical, wherever they have the need for more computing power but don't have a lot of space. So, and again, we have the new Kepler cards as well as the new Xeon Ivy Bridge processors in the C series. Our D series, our D30, again, you have the new graphics, the new processors, and this is really our high-end workhorse, taking up to two Quadro 6000s, two Xeon E5 2600 series processors. So we see demand for this at high-end CAD design, media and entertainment, oil and gas, natural resources, and on the government side, again, anyone doing high-end engineering, any kind of content design work within the public sector, there's a big demand.
That's a great little tour there of the workstation fleet now available from Lenovo. Again, a lot more information is available for our listeners. I'm going to make sure to give them some follow-up and contact information here in just a moment. But before I do that, I always give my guests the old thank you, Carrie, for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
And folks, I hope you enjoyed getting a sneak peek into some of the new options and benefits that you're going to get from the workstation fleet there at Lenovo. And again, Carrie, thank you for joining us, walking us through those updates and benefits here. If you are considering a refresh, then also consider this, folks. While the initial deployment adds costs, of course, to your IT budget, a workstation refresh lowers support and maintenance demands, not to mention adding productivity and security benefits. By looking beyond the short-term costs of new hardware, it's possible to see the long-term savings that more powerful, efficient technology offers. If you are interested in learning more about Lenovo workstations and how PC Connection Services can help you with your next system refresh and deployment, then I invite you to visit pcconnection.com/services. You can also call 1-800-800-0014. And if you want to send an email, that is easy enough. It is connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.